Welcome to the Williams Neekin Why Be Hurtin' phone conference line.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you doing?
Doing fine, thank you. How are you, Karen?
What?
I said, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. Yeah. Perking along.
Good. Had exciting news yesterday, and so I'm going to talk about that, some product results, and so I'm going to talk about that today, along with some pictures. I had to put some vocabulary up so I can remember how to pronounce them. Not that that's anything new, that's what I do all the time. So I can know how to pronounce it. Some of these things. There's so many words to learn. Well, I filled out my journal 2 days in a row, Karen.
You did what?
Filled out my journal 2 days in a row.
Filled it out?
Yeah, I did my journal.
Wrote in it?
Yeah, on my paper. On my... So...
Happy. Will you be able to do anything for that thing that I'm trying to do with Mary Grace?
Maybe we should talk about that a little bit later.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I have to look at that again. I know. I missed that yesterday, I think. Saw something. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Nancy. Nancy from Houston. Who else do we have with us?
Hi, this is Linda from Lakewood.
Hi, Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Kind of a cloudy day around here.
Yeah.
I think we need some rain. Rain forever around here.
Yes, you do.
And Louisiana is saying we've had enough.
Louisiana's getting all the rain?
Yes.
There's a lot of, you got a lot of noise and somebody's got... Somebody is
scraping
on something.
Well,
look at that.
Not me,
like
I'm on mute.
I think it's my echo. No, maybe not. Everybody's on mute. No, that's not true. Okay, good morning, everybody else. Anyone else want to say hello before we get started? I've got some slides for you to see if you can get on the WebEx today. Got some new ones. I'm very excited I found a place that just has all kinds of information. I was looking for some pictures, and I just scrolled down in this one spot, and here's all this information from a university hospital, education department or something. Chicago. I tried a couple of others. I didn't know if I wanted a Chicago hospital, but they had the best diagrams and everything. Everybody else was just a bunch of words. And I like pictures. So, good morning. Welcome to our Health Style call. Here we are. Everybody's going to, if you have noise or you're making noise, please star 6. You may star 6 at any time to open back up to the call and be able to talk. But we're getting, somebody's moving furniture or something. Right by the phone, not really close to the phone. So, thank you. I just feel it's really very, very important. We've just spent 20 years of our life helping people to know about NECAN. Dennis and I, NECAN, almost 21 years now. And the reason we do that is because we have seen people get so many amazing results. And they are getting more amazing as we have more exciting products. and I had some news about a friend yesterday. I had some very exciting results, and so I'm going to share that with you today in hopes. And I know all of you on here are the same way. You're just out there. We do have a MECAN as a business, but the thing that moves us is the results that we see people getting with these products. And let me just let me get my thumbnails up here so I can tell where I'm going. So we welcome you all to the call. And let's go ahead and just kick this off. Before we do get started, I want to know if anyone else has anything that they want to share about their journaling. Here's our journal page. Karen and Donna did a great job on Transparent Tuesday, inspiring us and inspiring me to get with a journaling and really set the goals that I talked about, setting the goals so that we know what we're trying to get to and what we're trying to improve, and stay healthy. The more I read about the problems that you can have and what all goes on inside of our body, the more I'm encouraged that we can't wait to have some of these things happen to us. We have got to keep ourselves healthy, and that's what I'm going to talk about today. I had a couple of words I need help with today, so I wrote them on here so you can see all, and I can see. We're going to talk a bit about the blood, and so we have, I don't know if I still can say this, the formation of blood, blood cells, metastasis, the movement of disease to other parts of the body, and you can look at those and you realize how easy that is. And you want to be able to keep your immune system. We all want to keep our immune system very, very strong so that we don't have to worry about these things. So, anyone have any comments about anything about their journaling and staying on track? Because that is really important for us to stay on track, to stay healthy. Okay, we're going to go down here. We've had a picture before of all the work that our cells do. And this is a little mechanical drawing picture of the nutrients go in, and so then the work can go on. The nutrients don't go in, the cell is not going to be able to function, is not going to be able to be strong, is not going to be able to see some of the things that the other cells need to have and get packaged up, as you see these little people. Making up the packages and getting them ready for the UPS and send them out to export them. Packaging plant, see, it says so right there. Manufacturing plant over here. These cells, our cells are busy. Here's the guy with the computer in the nucleus. And here's a, on the left, I can't tell what that says. I think I can get a little bit better picture of this. I know a little bit better how to work it. Okay, so one of the things that somewhere in our body are being made, our human blood cells. Look at these red blood cells, and then there's a white blood cell looking entirely kind of different than those. Where are we making those? Well, one place is in the bones. And so here we have a bone with a bone marrow inside. And what is made there? Well, the red blood cells, the white blood cells, and the platelets. And look here, all the different, there's, what, five different kinds of white blood cells. I'm not going to say let's memorize all these, but I'm curious. I would like to know what they are, but we're not going to talk about that today. We're just going to see that that's where they're made, in the bones. They're also made in a couple of other places. I've got a different picture for that. Now, this I thought was pretty interesting, and that they start with they're produced one kind of a cell, and then that cell divides. When it does, it produces two different types of cells, the red cells and the white cells, and then those also then divide into, like here's there's going to be a white blood cell, or the T and B cells over here, and then the red ones divide into several different kinds, including their, in that genealogy, the platelets are made from the red blood cell, apparently, or from this one, because the red blood cells come from here, so just a little diagram of how it all works. Is that lovely word, hemiotophosphatesis. Let me go back. I put that back there so I'd remember how to say it. I wish I could put the sound of it on here. Hemiopoiesis. Anyway, making the blood cells. Thank goodness, I guess we could learn to say them, but not today. So, this is a picture I thought was just great, because it shows the bone marrow. Here is a picture where the blood cells are being made in the bone marrow, and see our little, our bones are not solid. They have little spaces in them. And then the place that particularly the white blood cells are made, the blood cells are made in the spleen and in the lymph nodes, here's one all blown up. And of course we have those in our underarms and especially in the groin area down here. And then some of them are finished making here in the thymus, the base of our throat. So sometimes we talk about that being a major place where our immune system grows stronger to stimulate that. Okay, so then of course those all have to have the food and everything to be able to have the cells go ahead and manufacture them. And any comments on this? Does anybody have anything to add? Did you all mute yourself? Okay, so here's a diagram you've seen before if you've been on for a while. Our body has to have the raw materials, just like a factory. So the raw materials come in, and here's our factory, the skeletal system. And then here's the factory. Sorry about that. And they use the FedEx, so they use the transportation trucks to get the different products into the factory. They have to go over miles of roads and everything to get there. And then the customers, who would be our cells and all of our body, they are calling up for the nutrients that have been produced in, I think, in the factory. Here's our raw materials, fruits and vegetables and cow vents. And then our factory, of course, there's our products that are ready for shipment, and we've got them into our body, and now they're ready for shipment. And customers might be the brain or the heart, just our blood running all through our body. And then the transportation system. Here is the osteodense and the lactoferrin. And so our body works just like that factory. And of course, here's Dr. Naidu, who has produced our transportation system bio-replenishment. In case we're running low in transportation vehicles in our body, well, then we need to take plenty of osteodense. The lactoferrin also helping to protect our body, and the raw material, of course, calcium and minerals. Also, as pointed out in some of the information in the red blood cell production, that we have to really have a strong immune system also, because otherwise things can happen that in our body that can cause a breakdown of this whole program. The red blood cells and white blood cells, as I'm going to kind of read the material, I've talked about it. I want to read this a little bit that I've printed out. The red blood cells, white blood cells, most white blood cells, and platelets are produced in the bone marrow, back up here. Two types of white blood cells, the T and B lymphocytes, are also produced in the lymph nodes and the spleen. And the T lymphocytes are produced and mature in the thymus gland. Within the bone marrow, All blood cells originate from a single type of specialized cell called a stem cell. That was what this is. When a stem cell divides, it first becomes an immature red blood cell or a white blood cell or a platelet-producing cell. The immature cell then divides, matures further, and ultimately becomes a mature red blood cell. As you see in the picture there. Or white blood cell or a platelet. Let's see the white one. The rate of the blood cell production is controlled by the body's needs. Normal blood cells last for a limited time, ranging from a few hours to a few days for white blood cells to about 10 days for platelets, or 120 days for red blood cells. I didn't know they lasted so long, huh? And must be replaced constantly. Certain conditions may trigger additional production of blood cells when the oxygen content of the body tissues is low, or the number of red blood cells decreases, the kidneys produce and release a hormone that stimulates the bone marrow to produce more red blood cells. The bone marrow produces and releases more white blood cells in response to infections. It produces and releases more platelets in response to bleeding. Okay. So one of the things, and it talks about the oxygen content of the body is low, and one of the things that we can do to keep that higher is to exercise. And so that's one of the main reasons why we need to do plenty of exercise. And, of course, and then just eat the things that we need to have and disallow infection to be in our body, that some of the infection can then, of course, attack our blood cells and the rest of our body. And so what has happened is my friend here on the island has had cancer a couple of times, and then she got more recently bone cancer. And so she was getting really very, very ill, and she just she comes to our family meals and everything. We've just kind of adopted her as a sister or aunt type of thing for our children. And so she was so ill that she just said, oh, I don't, and she'd love to go places, and she'd love to give everybody gifts. And she, I would call her up to see if she was going to be able to come and to a party or something, a birthday party usually. And even at Christmas time, she just didn't feel like she was strong enough to even get out of bed and come. And I just thought, oh, I just don't think she's going to make it. And she was so determined, but she just was too tired. And then she was having to have blood transfusions on a regular basis. And that just is not fun for people, of course. And she hated going and having those blood transfusions. And now for quite some time then, she sponsored someone, into NECAN, and she loves NECAN, and they bought a pack. And so was a direct distributor, so she needed the $500 so she would have her, person made senior, and she had to make senior too to have benefit from her, according to the NECAN comp plan. And so we arranged how to get that $500 worth of products, and we just supplied her with the bone health products, of course, enough to really get in there and fight this, and immunity, let's see what else, and immunity and bone health, because she has bone cancer, and women's vitamins, and the body balance, and just everything, plenty of greenzymes. I don't remember exactly what all we did, but so I definitely a couple of bone packs for each month. And so she didn't have to go, hasn't had to have any blood transfusion since. So she went to be tested now yesterday, and she went to the doctor, and they said, Your blood is perfect. I don't know what all else. He had to rattle off about three things and said, it's all perfect. And then they said, what did you do? And she dumps all her stuff out of her purse and gets her notebook out and gives him a bone health pack information flyer. And so then they tried to tell her, well, you probably don't need to take all those greens on. You could eat artichokes or something instead. And you could, you better be careful not to be taking too much calcium. And she said, this is what's working for me, and I'm not going to change it. Anyway, I just was cheering and cheering. I was so excited to hear this. Because, of course, if you're not getting, if your bones are not making any blood cells, you're not going to be around very long. You can't just survive without them. Anyway, so that's my story. And I hope that, and I know that in sharing these stories and results that it gives us ideas of there's so many people out there that have these problems. And as I was looking at some of the information that I was looking at, it just became clear that we need to be taking that immunity. We need to be telling people to take that immunity all the time to protect us from having these things even start in our body. I think immunity, we need to be taking, even children, I think, need to be taking immunity. They need to be taking the osteodense and the lactoferrin and these products, particularly these protective products and the greens on every day. So that they will be protected, because there's so many of these crises everywhere. There's just epidemics are just out there. Okay, you guys, are you hearing me?
Yeah. For a while, you were blanked off. I don't know if everybody else was, but for a while, I had to redial and come back in.
Oh. I did ask some people to mute themselves. So star six, so that you can talk about people that you know, maybe that you want to share with. We have just got to get the news out. You see results like this. This is the second one. Connie up in Okanagan and her guy that got results in 1 week with the osteodense.
What was her problem?
His problem was almost exactly the same. Except instead of bone cancer, he had leukemia. So his body was... Pardon me?
I need to know now. It was the osteodense?
And, well, I had Taya taking just about everything. But Bob up in Okanagan took the greenzyme, the immunity, the lactose, and the bone health pack. And that might be it. I think he was only taking like two or three things. And he was tested every week, and he was just so tired and refused. I'm not going to just keep going and getting these transfusions every week. He had to drive down or have be driven down, and this is a big guy, a tall guy anyway, and drive down and get these transfusions. He's on, I'm not going to do it. Well, they made him go one more time, and he went down, and then Connie got him started on the bone health pack, the greenzymes, and the immunity, I believe. And so the next week, he didn't feel like going down there, but he did have another blood test, and in 1 week, his bones were not producing blood cells. They were just one. He wasn't producing any, and so, of course, you have to have a constant new supply. And so in 1 week, he was producing blood cells, blood platelets, the whole works, in 1 week. And so that was
it. How soon will this call be where my friend here in Cleveland can listen to what you guys are talking about? I need her to listen to it.
Steve's on, probably. Hopefully. There's Steve.
Usually this, either by tonight or tomorrow night.
Thank you.
Thank
you so much for doing that.
Unless I'm, I've had, for whatever reason, I'm not sure which, I last Friday's call and Monday's call had a technical difficulty. It didn't record, but yesterday's did, so I'm not sure what happened, so we'll get it figured out.
Well, sometimes, Steve, if that happens, then you could let us know and we can maybe review the part review and some of that call.
Will do. That doesn't happen very often, but for whatever reason, it was just a constant tone instead of the call for some reason. Not sure why.
Okay, thank you, Steve. So again, the calls are recorded and available on www.allswell.org, allswell.org. And we should have all new updated slides on YB Hurton. So if you go to YB Hurton, that's I don't have YB Hurton on here. The letter Y, the letter B, Hurt, H-U-R-T-N, as in Nican, .com or .biz, either one. And there's updated, and there are more slides than there were before. So the basic two health style tools are on YB Hurton, and so then you can see that All's Well is on there too. Okay, anybody else have any questions or things you'd like to add about this or something else?
Well, Ruth, this is absolutely phenomenal information for anyone who's dealing with something like this.
Well, Karen, you know what I'm thinking also is you see some kids or some people and they have the sniffles all the time, or they have this or that, or they have to go to the doctor for this or that. Those are big, fat warning signs. And we don't even want to wait for warning signs. We should be eating our green zymes and our immunity and our, especially if we're over 40 or 50, our bone pack. But sometimes I think people need the rest of these as well. If they have those symptoms of a low immune system, then something's not working right, and we cannot count on our food to be, especially some of the food that people are eating. All that white pasta and white bread and all that stuff, white rice, that's worthless. You can't count on that as food. And so many, that's what so many kids eat. And then we've been talking about the toxins getting into our body through every which way. Just that carrageenan, or however you say it, ginnan, that one just blew my mind. It was just one more too many. It's in my almond milk. Well, now I got different almond milk. Doesn't have any in it. But, you know, it's just everywhere attacking us. And then through the skin, you and Charlene talked about yesterday. We knew that, though. We knew about the toxic 12, but, boy, it sure really brought it back to the forefront. We can't just be putting those many toxins, and, of course, the water. That one has blown my mind for years now that we've been talking about the water and seeing all those toxins going into our body and not expecting to have all these epidemics. How many toxins do we expect our body to be able to handle? And so we have got to educate more people.
Well, I could see more.
Pardon me?
Ruth, yeah, Ruth, did the your friend there on Vashon, did she incorporate the water?
Yes, definitely. I thank you for bringing that up. Yes, she uses that. She used a water bottle, and I can't remember if she has a water system. She did have a water system, but I think it fell and broke. And so she's going to be getting a new water system. But she uses a water bottle all the time. That's the water she drinks.
How about the fellow who went Okinawa? Did he use the water?
No, I don't think so. I think he maybe has a water bottle. But he was not using a water bottle to begin. I don't think he has, I'm sure he doesn't have a water system. But Connor's going to work on that.
Okay. That'd be nice.
Right, he needs to have that too. Well, but also everybody does.
Right, if he wasn't having the water and these other products work for him in 1 week, that is really a tremendous testimony for the products. Is even in spite of the water, they worked. But perhaps he had the bottle, so that would be best, actually.
I just don't remember. I thought maybe I had a picture of the bad water coming out, but I don't have it on this set, on my Wednesday set here of slides. So, okay, well, we've got our work cut out for us. Thursday night, Mary Lou's going to do the presentation, and she's going to be talking about these things.
I am.
You're going to be talking the same slides. I'm not sending you slides about the blood vessels. the same slides. I think I am going to resend you the slides because you need to have the mask. And I'm not sure we have those slides in there. I'll check and see. But Mary Lou, you'll be talking about the water was what I meant.
Okay.
And the necessity of everybody not waiting until they have symptoms of low immune system symptoms before they start taking these things. I mean, before a cancer cell shows up, before a person realizes they have cancer, and they tell us that we have cancer cells in our body all the time, and if we don't have our immune system, immunity in there ready to attack them, and or our immune system, and take and put into our bodies those things that are going to build our immune system, then those cancer cells are going to be able to multiply. And we're not going to know them, and they're multiplying any more than we can tell we're multiplying our blood cells. And so we need to fortify ourselves to keep ourselves strong. We know that the toxins are in our bodies, with all the pesticides and the sprays and mercuries and everything else that we've got. Our body is fighting. We have got to be strong.
I'm just thinking of all the teachers and children starting school today and all the things that will be passed among them. I'm so glad you mentioned giving osteodense and the green vines to the children and the immunity.
Well, and especially if they show signs that they catch things when they come along. If the children are catching all the different things that come along, that means that their immune system is not strong. And the same thing for the adults. And so many of us, we say, you know, we haven't been sick forever. Why? Well, because our immune system is strong. Because we eat these things all the time as a regular protection.
Yeah, and it takes a little doing to persist and do them every day because it takes a lot of them, but it's sure worth it.
I know, and people say, you eat all of those? Yeah, I do, and I don't get sick.
And I don't take medication.
Exactly. And we should just go ahead and say, you know, people have cancer cells floating around their body all the time. And if our body isn't strong enough to fight them, well, then they're going to multiply. It's a war in there. So, okay. Tomorrow will be Nancy. Nancy, do you have a topic for us yet tomorrow?
I do. I will be talking about the body scanners at the airport, how we should refuse them, and the health reasons why.
Oh.
Mm.
All right, Nancy. I'll see if I can find a picture of one for you to put on your slides. I was just looking at, you know, I heard that you are not supposed to have scans of your head, those CT scans, unless it's absolutely necessary because it has it's so high in radiation. The X-ray, CT scans, I was just looking at it as I was doing this, as I was wondering what other things were, you know, sometimes they don't tell you it's radiation.
Well, and this is what the article reveals, is that they, in the very beginning, they did not tell us how high it was, the radiation exposure.
Okay, we'll save it for tomorrow, so everybody will be in to listen to Nancy. Great. Good idea. Okay, everybody, have a great day. Thank you for joining us. I hope this is helpful, and let's remember our journal and stick to it. I think it's a very big help to me to really get with the journaling. Here I am telling people to set their goals, and I'm not keeping track of mine. So I'm doing it, and I'm learning what I'm not doing as well as I should, like exercise enough. I'll probably need some more oxygen. Have a great day, everybody. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Very good today.
Thanks, Ruth.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.